Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well today. Recently, on a beautiful Sunday morning, my wife and I were traveling down the highway on our way to church. Then, unexpectedly, all at once, in the blink of an eye, we were involved in a traffic accident. Thankfully, neither my wife or I were injured, and there was no injury to the driver of the other car. Now, experiencing a car accident, regardless as to who is at fault, is traumatic to say the least. Experiencing something like a car wreck always causes one to realize the fragility of life, just how fragile life is. Situations like that makes you think of just how quickly life can change. Now, we are all familiar with the old but true saying, no one is promised tomorrow. And there are several pertinent scriptures regarding this subject. One is in Proverbs 27, verse 1. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Brethren, for certain, we never know what the day may bring. Now, James offers us this warning in chapter 4. Listen now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. And he goes on to say, what is your life anyway? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Now, speaking for myself, and I'm sure some of you, the older I get, the more this concept that my life is just a mist, here today and gone tomorrow, becomes more and more real every day. Brethren, simply put, life is short. Life is very short. We should never ever take life for granted. And we should live our lives in service of and for the glory of God. Now, James goes on to say this about how we should live our lives. He says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Now, here's another thing to consider about life. We should always be praying for God's protection. Brethren, we should pray daily for safety. Friends, as it says in Psalms 121, let this be part of our daily prayer that, quote, the Lord watch over our coming and going, both now and forevermore. And brethren, contemplate this also. I sometimes wonder how many times we have been in harm's way and never realized that God actually intervened to keep us safe. Amen and praise God.